This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The Supreme Court has ruled Electoral College members must vote for the presidential candidate who wins the statewide popular vote. CPR's Andrew Kinney reports.
In 2016, Colorado presidential elector Michael Baca attempted to cast a ballot in the Electoral College for John Kasich, despite the fact that Hillary Clinton won the popular vote in the state. Officials replaced Baca, but he sued, saying that electors have a constitutional right to make their own choice. The U.S. Supreme Court rejected that argument, saying that goes against the history and the law of the country. With the ruling, states can continue to force the nation's 538 presidential electors to obey election results. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
A few dozen people are protesting in Grand Junction today against the police-involved deaths of Elijah McClain, a young black man in Aurora, and Jane Thompson, a transgender woman who was killed by state patrol on the western slope in May. The protesters want further investigations into their deaths. Several of the protesters played violins in honor of Elijah McClain. The protest was timed to correspond with a visit by Governor Jared Polis, who's in Grand Junction today to sign several unrelated bills. 93 in Denver, it is 99 degrees and sunny in Grand Junction, 80 in Vail. This is CPR News.